Gemara is on the Imar Makomo, so we could use that, b'diavad, if you didn't bring the Gemara today. But what I really want to just go through is the very next sugya that comes up in Maseches Makos. I wouldn't view the David Beis Amalaf as like one, you know, coherent topic. You know, there are a number of issues that we could get to until we get to, I guess, the last couple of lines before the Mishnah. Then the last couple of lines before the Mishnah, we start touching on Kibbutz Ave'im, and specifically Covet of a Grandparent, a very important Rashi over here about Covet of a Grandparent. But that will be the next packet. This packet, I just want to get through some of these Gemaras about a Goel Adam. When is the Goel Adam allowed to kill? When is he not allowed to kill? Is it a mitzvah? Is it a reshus that he's chayiv to kill the person who killed his relative, or that he's permitted to kill the person who killed his relative? Some of these issues. So let's take a look at the Gemara inside first. Let's just go through the Gemara. So the Gemara says, we left off about six lines from the top of the page, on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Nigmar Dino V'chule. The Mishnah had said that let's say the person had a Gemar Din, and he's told, okay, you killed Bishogeg, so because you killed Bishogeg, you have to go to Galus. And then after the Gemar Din, or when he had the Gemar Din, there was no Kohen Gadol. There was no Kohen Gadol in office. They were between Kohen and Gadolim. So the halach is he's going to have to stay in the Ir Miklat forever, because one only leaves an Ir Miklat when the Kohen Gadol dies. It has to be the Kohen Gadol who's in office at the time of his Gemar Din. There was no Kohen Gadol in office at the time of his Gemar Din, so he stays in the Ir Miklat forever. So says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Damarav. The Gemara moves off to a totally different area. I mean, he's still talking about protection that's provided by an Ir Miklat or something like an Ir Miklat, but really just a totally different angle. Am Rabbi Damarav. Shtei Teuyos Ta'a Yoav Ba'os HaSha'a. Yoav made two major mistakes at that moment. What was that moment? Who was Yoav? What's this talking about? So it's important to look up the stories, if you don't remember them, in Nevi'im Rishonim. Rashi over here, we're quoting Pasuk, not Rashi, but we're quoting Pasuk over here. Pasuk says, D'chsiv Vayomas Yoav El Oel HaShem Ve'chazek B'karnos HaMizbeach. That Yoav ran to the Oel HaShem. Now Yoav was the general of David, right? So Yoav did not, what does it mean that he runs to the Oel HaShem? There was no Beis HaMikdash in the times of David HaMelech, so he wasn't running to the Beis HaMikdash. So what was the Oel HaShem that Yoav was running to, if it's not a Beis HaMikdash? What was it? What? A Beis Knesses, maybe? No, Oel HaShem, right? We nowadays we don't have a Mikdash, so the Mikdash Ma'ad is the Batei Knesios, is our shuls. But before they had a Beis HaMikdash, they had a Mishkan. And the Mishkan was in several places. So Pashtos is, he ran there. Now it's interesting, David never built the Beis HaMikdash, yet we often refer to the Beis HaMikdash as David's building. Meaning in benching we say, on Sukkot, Harachamon hu yakim lanu es Sukkas David hanofalas. Sukkas David is not a sukkah. What's a Sukkas David? Sukkas David is Beis HaMikdash. But David never built the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't allowed to. He wanted to. Hashem said, sorry, David, you can't. You have too much blood on your hands. You're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. We say, Mizmer Shir Chanukas Habayis. Next word? L'David. What do you mean? Habayis L'David. It wasn't David's bayis. David never built the Beis HaMikdash. So it is interesting that we do give David a lot of credit for the Beis HaMikdash, even though he never built it. Because David's he wanted to do it very, very badly. And he got the bad news that he wasn't allowed to. But because he wasn't allowed to, because he wanted to do it so badly, he spent much of his life seeing to it that Shlomo would have as easy a time as possible in building the Beis HaMikdash. So David fought all those wars to try to achieve peace for Shlomo's time. David bought the Gorin of Arvana Hayavusi. He bought the threshing floor of Arvana Hayavusi. That's what we saw in the previous sugya when we spoke about Achitofel digging the Shisin. So Rashi raised the question, how was it that that David was digging the Shisin? David was the one digging the holes by the Mizbeach. What do you mean? David, in the times of Achitofel, David only bought the area where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be from Arvana Yevusi 3 years after Achitofel died. So how is it possible that David is having a conversation with Achitofel as he's digging the Shisin? So Rashi says here in Makos that David knew that the Beis HaMikdash was going to have to be built there. He got permission even before he ever bought the location. He got permission to excavate there. He got permission to dig there. And he was digging. And he was everything. Everything was focused towards seeing to it that the Beis HaMikdash was one day going to be built. So that, David gets a lot of credit for the Beis HaMikdash. But anyway, the Yoav was the general of David. Yoav had killed a couple of people. Who did Yoav kill? Killed two people. He killed Abner and Amasa. So Yoav, realizing that now that he had killed somebody, he could be killed, he ran to the Oel Hashem, and he grabs onto the Karnos HaMizbeach, hoping that the Karnos HaMizbeach are going to protect him. Now, what are the Karnos HaMizbeach? It doesn't just say he grabbed the Mizbeach, he grabbed the Karnos HaMizbeach. So, it is in Yom HaDiyomer, we're learning Parshas Truma this week. So, we started the Parshios this week of the Mishkan. So, if you ever look at a picture of the Mizbeach, which they have in all the nice art scroll, I don't know how far you are yet, but if you ever look in the... I'm not very far, I'm up to Pasuk Aleph. If you ever look to the pictures of the Mizbeach... here we go. This is the... There are these little corners on the top. These little, stubs on the top. And each corner, that's one Amma by one Amma. So that's the Karnos HaMizbeach. So instead of grabbing the Mizbeach itself, instead of going to the Mizbeach itself, grabbing the Mizbeach itself, he grabs the Karnos HaMizbeach. And he assumes that that's going to protect him. That just like a Nir Miklash protects someone who killed Bishogeg, he assumes the Mizbeach will also be Kolet. The Mizbeach is also going to protect him. So, but he made two fundamental errors, says the Gemara. Number one, Ta'ashena Kolet alagagovu tafas b'karnosav. First of all, it's only the Gag of the Mizbeach that protects. It's not the Karnos of Mizbeach. He grabbed the wrong part of the Mizbeach. Meaning, it's true, the Mizbeach does protect. But only parts of the Mizbeach, he grabbed the wrong part. Second of all, Ta'ashena Kolet al Mizbeach Beis Olamim Vu Tafas Mizbeach Shel Shilo. The Mizbeach in Mishkan Shilo does not protect. Only the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash would protect. So he was a little too early in terms of, he lived a generation too early to be eligible for that protection. If he was around in Shlomo's time, when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, he could have gotten this protection. But it doesn't help in the Mizbeach Shel Shilo. Abaye says, no, he made a third mistake also. Bahanami mitata, he made a third mistake. She'enu kalit el kohen va'avodu biyado v'uzar haya. When does the Mizbeach protect someone? That's if a person is a kohen and he's doing the avoda. So kohen, while he's doing the avoda, can't get killed. We're not going to go to a kohen in the middle of doing the avoda and kill him by the Mizbeach. But Yoav was a zar. He was a non-Kohen, and he wasn't doing the Avodah, he was just running to the Mizbeach to protect him. It's not going to help to run to the Mizbeach to protect him. So that's a third mistake that Abaye suggests, that apparently Rabbi Yehuda Merav doesn't agree with. Rabbi Yehuda Merav thinks he only made two mistakes. Now, before we go any further, so first thing we would need to figure out over here is, the Gemara is teaching us new halacha. The Mishnah told us, you go to near Mikla protects you. What's the new halacha we're being taught over here? The Mizbeach protects you. Where's that from? Does it say that anywhere, that the Mizbeach protects you? Second, Yoav killed people. On purpose. Amazing. Now, a near Mikla protects if you kill Bishogeg. If you kill Bemezid, so what happens? You... Beis Din will take care of you, right? Beis Din's going to convict you and kill you. So Yoav killed Bemezid. Even, and it doesn't say, and what are the mistakes that he made? It doesn't say that he made the mistake of thinking that it will protect someone who killed Bemezid. No, the mistakes he made were, he grabbed the wrong part of the Mizbeach, he grabbed the wrong Mizbeach, in history, the Mizbeach of Shiloh instead of the Mizbeach Olamim of the Beis HaMikdash, he wasn't a Kohen. But it sounds like this protection the Mizbeach offers is a protection even for someone who kills Bemezid, because that wasn't one of his mistakes. It sounds like there's some protection offered even for a Horig Bemezid. Also, historically, Rashi deals with a historical point over here. The Mishkan went to a number of different places throughout history. When Yoav was around, the Mishkan was not in Shiloh. So it's difficult to say that he grabbed the Mizbeach of Shiloh. There was no Mizbeach of Shiloh in the times of David and Yoav. So that's a historical point that Rashi deals with. If you look at Rashi, Mizbeach Beis Olamim, Dirsiv Mizbechi Hamiyuchadli, Hachi Garsinon, Vuhu Tafas Be Mizbeach Shel Bama, Sha'asa David Lufnei Aaron Shaya Ba'awal Asher Natalo David Be'ir David. Rashi says you have to change the girsa. It can't be that he grabbed the Mizbeach of Shiloh, because there wasn't a Mizbeach of Shiloh. It means he grabbed the mizbeach of a bama that David had built in the time of Heter Bamos, when David was allowed to build a bama in Ohel of Ir David, where David would worship. That's where he went to Ohel Hashem. And we find that David made a mizbeach by his bama. But you can't say, says Rashi, V'yev shalomar mizbeach shal shilo, shu'ev made David u'shlomo. What is the gifts over here? Begivon. Because the Mizbeach of Shiloh was in Givon at that time, so it wouldn't have been in Shiloh, would not have been where Yoav would have run. So that would not have been the case. Says Rashi, it has to be, it was a Mizbeach of Obama. Good. Any other issues over here? Any other issues to discuss? Yeah, what is it about the Mizbeach that's Kolet, that's Tafka for a Kohen? Meaning, why is it that there's a Machloka Samaraim, whether it protects a Kohen or doesn't protect a Kohen? Why is it, meaning whether it protects a non-Kohen or not? Meaning it sounds like Rav holds that Yoav didn't make a mistake about the Kohen issue. The Mizbeach could have protected him even though he's not a Kohen. It's only Shmuel that adds in. Oh yeah, but wait, was it Shmuel? Abaye, who was it? Abaye. It was only Abaye that adds in that it only protects the Kohen b'shas avoda. Why is that a machlokas? Meaning what is the protective nature of the Mizbeach that one opinion in Amoraim would be that it only protects a Kohen b'shas avoda, and the other opinion would be that it does not protect a Kohen b'shas avoda. So first of all, start with the basics. Where does this idea come from that the Mizbeach protects at all? So Rashi quotes a drasha. Rashi in Ta'a Yoav, b'drasha d'me'im mizbechi tikachenu v'lo me'al mizbechi. That if you have a murderer, you could take him me'im mizbechi from near the mizbeach. The pasuk says to take him to be punished, and we darshin yes, you could take him from im mizbechi, but what you're not allowed to do is take him me'al mizbechi. That it's a drasha from a pasuk that once he's al hamizbeach, or once he's on top of the mizbeach, then it's not going to be kolate. So this drasha, I think, is a Gemara in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara Maseches Yuma Daf Pei Hei makes this drasha. Mi'il mizbechi tikachenu v'lo me'al mizbechi, and the gag is matzil because that would be called me'al mizbechi. The roof of the mizbech is considered me'al mizbechi. Now Rav would therefore say that even a zar who's not doing the avoda, he's standing on the mizbech, is saved. Because why would Rav say that even a zar would be saved? Apparently Rav holds this isn't a din in avoda, it's a din in Mizbeach, that there's some protective nature that the Mizbeach has. Whereas Abaye would say, it's not about the Mizbeach per se, it's just that the Mizbeach happens to be the Makom HaAvoda. It's the place where you do Avoda. And the Halacha is, when one is doing Avoda, that you can't kill him while he's doing Avoda. So that seems to be the Machlokas between Rav and Abaye. Will be a nafkamina whether it's a din in mizbech or a din in avoda. Well, aside from this nafkamina, right? Aside from the nafkamina, whether it protects a non-kohen or even a kohen shelo b'shas avoda, a kohen who's not doing the avoda. What if you have avoda that's done not by the mizbech? What if you have avodas kohen gadol in Yom Kippurim? Or you have shchitas lav avoda. Most of the avodas are done. Let's say avodas kohen gadol yom kippurim haktoras haktoras in the kodesh hakadoshim, sprinkling the dam between the badim of the aron on yom kippurim. So that would qualify as avoda, but has nothing to do with mizbeach. So what if the kohen gadol had killed someone b'shogeg, and you realize it in yom kippur, can the gol adam go and get him? Can you go and shoot him? So if you hold that it's a din in avoda, so while the Kohen Gadol is doing avoda, you can't do anything. Avoda is what protects. But if you hold it's a din in mizbeach, then it's not going to protect. Now, why would it be a din in avoda? What's the din? Why would avoda protect him? The guy's a murderer. He needs to get killed. Why would avoda help?
Isn't it sort of similar to like the situation where he was learning the word die?
Ah, so maybe it's like it's a skula of the power of that mitzvah. Like David HaMelech. But David HaMelech was, Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, tells us that David HaMelech, Daf Lamed, not Lamed Gimel. Shabbos Lamed Gimel is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai with the cave. I think it's Shabbos Daf Lamed. The Gemara tells us that David HaMelech was learning Torah. David HaMelech wanted to know from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, when am I going to die? And Hashem said, no, we don't give out information like that. Sorry. And David said, come on, please, 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 please. No, sorry, we don't give out that information. At least tell me what day of the week I'm going to die. Okay, fine, it's going to be a Shabbos. So David HaMelech said, aha, now I know it's going to be a Shabbos. So he would learn all day, every day, you know, every moment of Shabbos, knowing that the Malach HaMavis can't get him while he's learning Torah. Then the Malach HaMavis comes and shakes the trees and distracts him, and David HaMelech looks up, well, what happened? And then the Malach HaMavis chops him right at that moment. So maybe what Alex is suggesting is that just like Talmud Torah has protective powers that it could protect you from the Malach HaMavis, maybe on a human level, Avoda has protective powers that the Torah will say one is not allowed. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't allow the Malach HaMavis to kill you while you're learning Torah, so Torah and Avoda are associated with each other. They're both very, very great mitzvos. And so Avoda is something that will have protective powers that we're not going to allow the Goel Adam to kill you. So that could very well be. My Chavrusa Barazin has an unbelievable story with that Gemara. Did I ever tell you the story? So he has an unbelievable maisa that happened. He used to give the Daf Yomi Shir on Y Torah. Now he gives it on the OU website. He gives a phenomenal, phenomenal Daf Yomi Shir. So once he got a letter. What? Mine is the second best year in one. So once he got a letter. He got an email years ago. This is like the last cycle when we were in at the end of Yuma, the last cycle. So it's going back almost 10 years probably. And he got an email from a guy who said, Razan, I just have to tell you, we wanted to thank you, because he said, this fellow writes, my father was a very successful doctor his whole life, and he never really had time to learn. He always wanted, he always spoke about him, never had time to do anything. And then one day he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. He wasn't feeling well, whatever. It was terminal. The doctor said, you have 3 months to live. His doctors told him he had 3 months to live. So he immediately gave up his practice, and he said, you know what, I got 3 months left on this earth, I'm going to start learning Daf Yomi for the last 3 months on this earth. And he started Shabbos Daf Lam, and he started learning Daf Yomi. And he said he and his three sons, I think he said three sons, one son lived in Boston, and one in like Netanya, and one somewhere else, and the one in New York, I think, and they would each learn Rabbi Razner's Daf Yomi online, and then they would call each other at night and talk it over. I don't know, night for who, but they would call each other and talk it over at the Chavrusa. They would talk over the learning together. And he said they would do that, and they were hoping that the father would be able to survive till the end of Shabbos by some miracle. He was given 3 months, from Daf Lamed to Kuf Nun Vav, which the last Daf of Shabbos is 4 months. They were hoping he'd be able to make it till the end of Shabbos. And they were so happy when he made it till the end of Shabbos, that he made it through Shabbos. And then when he made it through all of Erevin, they couldn't believe it. And they all got together, and they all got it together in Boston, and they made a siyum with all of them together. And then when he made it through Pesachim, another 4 months through Pesachim, they again got together and they went to visit the father. He already wasn't well, and they went to visit the father and had a siyum by him. And then he said, you should know, he just passed away, Yuma Daf Pei Vav. He passed away. I think it was Pei Vav, Pei Pei, something like that. So Rabbi Rosner like was totally, so they said, we feel like your Torah kept him alive and brought him all those extra months. So it's a very nice email to get, but you know, he was Rabbi Razin would never be satisfied with just that. He said, wait, he started where? Shabbos Daf Lamed opens up a Gemara. What does it say on Shabbos Daf Lamed? It says that David HaMelech needed to fend off the Malach HaMavis. How do you keep the Malach HaMavis away? You sit and you learn and you learn and you learn, and the Malach HaMavis has no shlita over you. That's what the Gemara says. So this man starts to learn. The Malach HaMavis was at his doorstep, was ready to take him out. But he started to learn. And once he started to learn, the Malach HaMavis couldn't come. Then he says, but wait, what does it say on Yuma Daf? I don't remember what Daf was in Yuma. What does it say in Yuma? The last day they found this bookmark, the last day he was able to learn the Daf. And it says in the Gemara that a person should prepare himself on Erev Shabbos, because should do all the preparations necessary on Erev Shabbos in order to be prepared for Shabbos. Where all the Rishonim say, the Gemara is speaking poetically, it means that a person should prepare himself in this world so that when he goes to the Olam HaEmes, he'll have proper zechuyos. That was the wild, no? So most people would have just gotten the email and said, okay, nice email, but to actually look up the Gemaras, and I think that story probably tells more about Rabbi Razin than it does about the actual guy, you know? But okay, so that may be one possibility in terms of the Avodah. It could also be an issue of a bizayun ha'avoda, that to kill someone while he's doing the avoda is maybe a disrespect to the avoda, that it's considered to be a bizayun to the avoda itself. Especially when the avoda is associated with the mizbeach. What's the halacha by mizbeach? That lo sanif aleha barzel. You're not allowed to use any iron implements on the mizbeach, in chiseling and making the mizbeach. Why not? Why can't you use barzel? Because what do we make out of barzel? We make knives and weaponry out of barzel. So you shouldn't have a mekatzer by a ma'arich. That which cuts life short shouldn't be used to build that which increases and expands life, that which gives more life. So the mizbeach specifically is considered to be something that's associated with the lengthening of life and not the cutting short of life. That's why Shulchan Domel Mizbeach. That's how some of the Achron Beis Yosef quotes explain why there's a minhag to cover the knives by Birch Samazin, because Shulchan Domel Mizbeach, and by the Mizbeach we shouldn't have a Makatzer by a Marich. We shouldn't have a knife on the Mizbeach. So that's why they remove it for benching. Beis Yosef quotes the other opinion that they remove it for benching is because we're afraid that people are going to be so sad when they say the bracha of Rachim that they're going to stab themselves if there's a knife on the table, because they're going to be so sad over the loss of the Beis Hamikdash, because that happened once, that a guy did that once. So we're worried that people are going to do that. So I don't think it's going to happen too often, but still, as the Bali Musa say, the point isn't that we're concerned that someone's going to actually do that. The point is to remind ourselves, we take the knives off the table to remind ourselves that there once lived a Jew who cared so much about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash that he actually stabbed himself when he reminded himself of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that seems to be the opinion of Rav, that even a Zar who's not doing the Avod, he's Omed by the Mizbeach, is saved, not midin avoda. I mean, the opinion of Abai seems to be it's a din in avoda, but Rav seems to assume that no, it's not a din in avoda, that we can't be mevatel him from the avoda samigdash. It's the gag of the mizbeach that is a koach hatzola, that the mizbeach has the ability to be matzil, even more than an ir miklat. Why even more than a near miklat? Because near miklat can only be matzil for a shogeg. The gaga mizbeach could be matzil even for a mezid. Now, why would that be the case? Why would you say, like Rav, that it's not the avoda? I understand if it's the avoda, he's doing a mitzvah, you could say it's a din of osek b'mitzvah, it's a din of kavod avoda, it's a din, like Jesse was saying, of the, you know, that the avoda has some sort of segula-like protection, like Talmud Torah has. Jesse, I just called you Jesse again. I always do that. Some regards to Jesse, please. Jesse was my first Talmud, you know, in DRS 16 years ago. Alex's brother. He almost crashed at my car also. So the a lot of stories. But it could be any of those any of those reasons, any of those stories. But as a Talmud, Alex is much better Talmud. So any of those stories. But what's the pshat in the mizbeach? Why would the mizbeach have this koach? So it could be like we were just saying, that the mizbeach is considered the marich, so you can't be mekatzer chayim when you're by the mizbeach. But it's dafka the gaga mizbeach that works that way. There's a kasher B'Kiv Eger has in the Gilyan Hashas. He says he points out a stira. If you look at the Gilyan Hashas on the side of the page here in the Gemara, right? What does it say? Yoav made a mistake that he thought it was that me'im mizbechi v'lo me'al mizbechi. He thought that even if you're near the mizbeach, even if you're by the karnos mizbeach, that it would protect you. So the Gilyan Hashas from B'Kiv Eger points out. Ayin Yuma daf pe gimel amet aleph berashi dibar maskel velome al mizbechi v'tzarech iyum. So Rabbi Kiv Eger, when he asks kashas very often, he gives you a maramakal. He doesn't tell you what his kasha is. He says, gotta look in Rashi and Yuma. Oh boy, what a kasha. And that's and he leaves it at that. So you gotta know what Rashi and Yuma says in order to know what the kasha. It's interesting, when I was in Keren B'Yavne many years ago, one of our Rebbeim told us, Rav Stav told us, that Rabbi Kiv Eger will use two different lashonos when he asks a kasha in Gilyan Hashas. Sometimes he says v'tzaruch iyun, and sometimes he says v'ashem yo'ir eseinai, Hashem shall lighten up my eyes with the answer to this question. So when does he say v'tzaruch iyun? When does he say v'ashem yo'ir eseinai? Is it just random? He says one and the other. He says not random. Whenever Rabbi Kiv Eger is asking a kasha, that Over here, if you're learning Makos Daf Yud Beis Amud, if this is the only page you're looking at, it makes perfect sense. There's no problems. Then I'll say, if it's Tzarchin, okay, it's Akasha, you know, we'll deal with it whenever you deal with it. But whenever the problem is inherent in this page, meaning you don't need to know any other Mar Makomos to have a problem, the problem's here, then he says, Hashem Yare Seinai. Then it's like, I can't go forward. He says, that's the way the attitude in learning should be sometimes. That you have a Kasha from somewhere else, okay, just try to get this Gemara first. And then we could deal with the kashas from somewhere else. But when even right here it doesn't make sense, then we have a real problem. Then you just got to daven to Hashem that He gives us some help, some siyata d'shmaya in coming up with an answer. But anyway, Rabbi Kivegar is referring to a question over here. In Yuma, it says that you only get saved from the mizbech when you're kohen. That's ovir avoda. Me'im mizbechi means he's coming to do the avoda, and he didn't begin the avoda. So it sounds like the whole issue is not me'im mizbechi and not me'al mizbechi. The way Rashi understands the drasha over there is not about the exact location on the mizbech that you are. It's about what you're doing with the mizbech at that time. Me'al mizbechi is that you are involved in avoda. Me'im mizbechi is that you haven't yet started the avoda. So it sounds like the whole thing is you just can't stop a person who's in the middle of the avoda. So it turns out that, you know, if you say like Abaye, you understand very well that the drasha me'im mizbechi v'lo me'al mizbechi, maybe what Abaye is saying is that mistake number one was not a mistake about the karnos. There is no din of the karnos on mizbeach. The mistake was about the avoda. He thought he thought even not doing the avoda. It's really about the avoda. But over here, Rabbi Kivegar points out, within the shita of Rav, it's a stira in Rashi, because within the shita of Rav, our Gemara, our Rashi says, it has nothing to do with avoda. It's just about mi mizbechi v'lo me'al mizbechi. It's all about which part of the mizbeach you're touching. Whereas Rashi and Yuma seems to assume that mi mizbechi v'lo me'al mizbechi is not about which part of the mizbeach you're touching, but it's how you are behaving with the mizbeach, what you are doing with the mizbeach. So maybe if you say like this understanding of Rav, though, that it's not only a din avoda, it's a din, it's the gag ha-mizbeach has the koach hatzala. So maybe we can answer the kasha that Rabbi Kivegar asks, that the gag ha-mizbeach has a koach hatzala, but it's a tziruf. It's the gag ha-mizbeach has a koach hatzala because the gag ha-mizbeach is a makom avoda. So that's when it works together, when you have the gag ha-mizbeach together with avoda, it's both. It needs to be the gag ha-mizbeach because it's the gag, it's not any other avoda. I mean, even if you hold it to din avoda, it's not a din avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or anywhere else. It's something specific about the gag ha-mizbeach. And that's what Rav is highlighting over here. That only the gag of the mizbeach has that segula that it's able to protect you from being killed at those times. So again, bottom line, we seem to have a machlokas between Rav and Abaye. The nekudas ha-machlokas seems to be what the hatzala is for. Is the hatzala for avoda, or is the hatzala just the hatzala of the mizbeach? If it's for avoda, you could explain it that it's a din in the mitzvah, in the godel ha-mitzvah of doing the avoda, or you could explain it as not relating to the mizbeach per se. If it's about the mizbeach itself, it has nothing to do with avoda. One could say it has nothing to do with avoda, and therefore even a zar shelo b'shas avoda would get that same protection because it's the skula of the mizbeach that it's a marich, and therefore you can't be mekatzer chayim by the mizbeach. You can't cut a life short by the mizbeach. The Gemara in Yuma tells us about the tragedy of the mizbeach that they used to race up for the Trumas Hadashen. I think the Gemara says they used to have a race to determine who gets to do the Trumas Hadashen every day. What's the Trumas Hadashen? First thing you have to do in the Beis HaMikdash every day is overnight there were things burning, there were limbs burning on the Mizbeach overnight. So they'd have to take the ashes off of the Mizbeach. It's really garbage removal. That's what Trumas Hadashen is. But it was still something that was so chashuv to them that the Kohanim would race, they'd have a race to be able to do the Trumas Hadashen. But it got ugly once. They started pushing each other, and when someone stabbed, another, he took out a knife and stabbed the other one who was about to beat him in the race. So they changed the rules. They went to a pious. They went to a lottery system instead of having a race. But it was particularly tragic because it was right by the Mizbeach. Meaning, it's always a tragedy when Jews fight and Jews kill each other and stab each other. But specifically by the Mizbeach, it's particularly inappropriate. Meaning, that's considered to be a real affront to what the Mizbeach stands for. That's the idea of a Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach represents life itself, represents that which is always going to be marichayim, is always going to be giving. That's what the Gemara says at the end of the Gemara at the end of it's a Siyum Gemara. People always make a Siyum on this. Kulus, where's the Gemara at the end of where the little is it at the end of Makos? The end of Makos is Rabbi Kiva Gemara. Ah, the end of Sukkah. I think it's the end of Sukkah. Gemara at the end, you tell me, someone maybe learned. I think it's at the end of Sukkah where the Gemara says that there was that a certain mishpacha of Kohanim was punished in a certain way, with three ways. One of the things was that the ring that they used to hold down the animals for Shechita, theirs was locked into place. They couldn't use it. They lost their cubby space. There's a few things that they lost. They lost the chalukas lachem apanim a little bit, and the Gemara says, "What was the problem? What was their avera? That one of the girls from their family, when the Beis Hamikdash was being destroyed, ran in to the Beis Hamikdash, started smacking the mizbeach, screaming, you evil fox, you steal all the money, machad masat machala mamon shel Yisrael, you're wiping out all the money of the Jewish people, you're taking all their money, you're taking all you do is taking from them, and you're not there to protect them in their time of need." And that was considered to be, and the Gemara said, "Well, what did her whole family do wrong? She was a terrible person for saying that. What did her family do wrong?" The Gemara said, "Well, if someone speaks like that, it's because they heard about this from their parents. They heard at the Shabbos table a little too much. You know, the parents saying, oh God, we have to pay for another karban. The Mizbeach is leaving us dry of all of our money. You know, something like that. She must have heard that those kinds of complaints growing up, and that's why she talks that way." Nowadays, I don't know if you would make that same assumption. It used to be a little girl. Her only exposure was really to her parents. They didn't have normal education for girls. They didn't have. Nowadays, you would assume it came from, came from her Facebook page or something. Like, you wouldn't assume that it came necessarily from her parents. But anyway, that's the comment the Gemara has. And I always thought that was, it's dafka about the Mizbeach. It's dafka so terrible because you're speaking about the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is marichayim. The Mizbeach is what gives us life itself. So it's dafka that which gives us life, to have a chutzpah to say that that's what's taking away our money, that's what's robbing us. No, adraba, the mizbeach is what protects us, what gives us life. It's the marich. So that seems to be the skula of the mizbeach, or the yesod of the idea of mizbeach. The other issue, what about the fact that it protects people that are near Mikla? It only protects people who are shogeg, not people who are mezid. So the Rashba was actually asked this. The Rashba is a tshuva about this issue. How is it that the Mizbeach could protect Yoav? Yoav did this b'mezid. Normally, we only the near Mikla would only protect people who did it b'shogeg. So one approach we said was, the near Mikla has certain protective powers. A Mizbeach has even greater protective powers. It can even protect someone who's doing b'mezid. So let's see what the Rashba has to say. If you look at the Rashba, it's source number 2 in the packets over here. In Shailas Tshuva Svarim, usually the Shailas are Halacha L'maisa Shailas. So I'm going to ask the question, L'halacha, what do we do about this? Rashba has plenty of those, but the Rashba also has a bunch of Shailas where people just said, I have a Kasha, it's not really a Shaila, it's a Kasha in learning. I was learning a Sugya and I didn't understand it. So we had some of those Shailas as well. So over here someone said, I'm learning Eluei Nagol, and I'm learning Makos Taf Yud Beis, and it says that Yoav made 3 mistakes. What about the mistake that Yoav thought that even though he killed B'mezid, it was going to protect him, and Allah is that Mizbeach doesn't protect someone who kills B'mezid? So says the Rashba, Kvari Isa Shirashi Zal Pirish de Mezid Shamar Akasov, Miyim Mizbechi Tekichenu, Miyim Mizbechi Vlome Al Mizbechi, U Bahot Kvar Amru, Sheta Adein Kolit Al Gagu Vutavs Bakarnosov, Vaafludas Harambam Zal Efshar, de Mezid Shamar Torah, Miyim Mizbechi Tekichenu, Hainu Dafka Lidon Bisanhedrin, Beidus Vihasra'a, Kidachsiv Tikachenu Lamus, Veinamumas El Beidim Vasra'a. So what he's doing is he's distinguishing between Shitas Rashi and Shitas HaRambam over here. And he's saying that according to Rashi, a mezid can be saved when he's Oved on the Mizbeach. Meaning what Rashi's telling us when he tells us this drasha, mi'im mizbechi v'lo me'al mizbechi, is dafta that. That yes, even when a person kills b'mezid, the Mizbeach is so powerful that the Mizbeach has the ability to protect someone, even if he killed b'mezid, provided that he grabs onto the right part of the Mizbeach. But he says the Rambam wouldn't say that way. How do I know the Rambam doesn't say that way? If you look in the Rambam, the next source, in Hilchos Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, Parakei, Alach Yud Beis, HaMizbeach Kolet, Sharei Nemar Behorig Bizadon, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachan Olamos. It says specifically, the Pasuk, when it talks about someone who kills B'mezid, that we take him, if we need, a guy murders B'mezid, and he runs to the Mizbeach to try to protect himself, the Pasuk says in Chumash, take him from the Mizbeach and go kill him. Me'im Mizbechi Tikachan Olamos. Mechal Shahorig Bishkaga Eino Nerag B'Mizbeach, says the Rambam. But if you kill B'Shogeg, then you don't get killed by the Mizbeach. Then the Mizbeach will protect you. So what does the Rambam understand? That the Mizbeach protects only somebody who kills B'Shogeg, not someone who kills B'Mezid. Meaning Rashi looks at the Pasuk of Mi'im Mizbechi Tikachan Olamos, and what does Rashi say? If a guy killed B'mezid, even pull him away from the Mizbeach to kill him, that's only if he's im Mizbechi, if he's near the Mizbeach. But if he's al Mizbechi, if he's on the Mizbeach, then even if he killed B'mezid, it will protect him. The Rambam says, no! If a guy killed B'mezid, take him away from the Mizbeach, near the Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach. I don't care if he's hugging the Mizbeach, if he, you know, whatever, buries himself in the Mizbeach, doesn't matter. Take him away and go kill him. But if he kills B'shogeg, then he's going to be protected from the Mizbeach. L'fichach ha'horig b'shkaga v'kolto Mizbeach. So if a guy kills B'shogeg and he runs to the Mizbeach and the Mizbeach is protecting him, v'hargo sham go'al adam, and the go'al adam kills him there, hareze neragalov, the go'al adam is a murderer. The go'al adam is going to be chayv misa for that. So according to the Rambam, why doesn't the Gemara say that Yoav made that mistake? He killed B'mezid, and he went to the Mizbeach for protection? So says the Rashba, that maybe even according to the Rambam, Efshar D'mezid Shamra Torah Mi'im Mizbechi Tikichanu, when the Torah says that a guy who kills B'mezid, you take him out and you kill him, Hainu Dafka Lidon B'Sanhedrin Be'edus Vasra. That's only if you're gonna give him a trial, if he's going to be taken out to be judged by Sanhedrin with Eidus and Asra, then ki tikachenu lamus, you take him out to get killed in the Sanhedrin. But Yoav was going to be killed based on not Eidim and Asra, based on Mishpat HaMelucha, that the Melech was going to kill him for killing the Sar Tzva Yisrael, for killing important generals. So that's why even B'mezid maybe will be kolate if he's a kohen in Ovid Avoda. So that's what the Rashba suggests, that the Mizbeach, therefore, according to the Rambam, can protect a shogeg from getting killed, cannot protect a mezid. All the Rambam means by that is the Mizbeach can protect you from getting murdered, from getting killed, but it cannot protect you from a trial and the subsequent execution. It's an interesting read into the Rambam, that when we say that the Mizbeach doesn't protect the Mezid, it just means that the Mizbeach is not going to stop your trial from going forward and your subsequent execution by Beis Din. But any of this cowboy stuff where we just allow people to like take the law into their own hands and kill, like a Goel Adam or a Melech who just does as he pleases, where there's no actual procedure to kill, that the Mizbeach will protect you from. Anything that's not procedural, the Mizbeach could protect you from. But something that involves a procedure where there's going to be an Eidim and Asra and a trial and everything like that, such a thing the Mizbeach will not have the ability to protect you from. That's how the Rashba understands Pshat and the Rambam. Very rare that you have the Rashba telling you Pshat and the Rambam. You should be able to understand the Rambam. The next issue to deal with, and I'll just introduce it now, maybe we'll start with it tomorrow, is the rest of these Rambams. There's a lot of stuff the Rambam says over here that, like, you've got to figure out where he got this from and how it fits with all with our Gemara. Looking like Halacha Yud Gimel. Ein kolet el gago shel mizbeach beis olamim bilvad. Only the rooftop of the mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash will protect. Ve'eno kolet el kohen va'avoda biyado. And will only protect the Kohen doing the Avodah. So far, where does Rama get that from? He just mentioned all three mistakes of Yoav. Right? Yoav thought that the Karnos of Mizbeach works. Says Rama, no, only the Gag. Yoav thought that even the Mizbeach of a Mishkan will work. No, only the Beis Olam. Yoav thought, like Abaye said, that even though he's not a Kohen, it will work. No, only if you're a Kohen of an Avodah. So the Rama passes all three mistakes. Aval zar, or kohen sheino ovid b'shal shenarag, or sheya ovid v'loy al gago, el samuch l'mizbeach, ochis b'karnosav, eino niklat. But otherwise he's not going to be protected. Good? Then says the Rambam, Malach Yodal. So the Rambam clearly paskins, machlokas rav and abaye, Rambam paskins like abaye, which means he holds that it's only going to help a kohen, which means it's partially a din of avoda. It's not just a din of mizbeach, it's a din of avoda. Halach Yodal. V'kol misha kolto mizbeach, Ein manichin oso sham. Anyone who's being protected by the mizbeach, we don't leave him there. El emotion lo shomrin umagalin oso li'ir miklato. We give him shomrim, and then they accompany him to the ir miklat. Bamed var mamurim b'mechuyev galus. That's only if he's chayev galus. Avol mi shepachad min ha-melech shlo yahargenu b'din ha-malchus o mi beizdin shlo yahargu b'oraz shah. But if a guy is afraid that a melech is going to kill him or a bezin is going to kill him, ubarach l'mizbeach, and he runs to the mizbeach, v'nismach lo, and he leans on it, v'afilu ayazar hareza nitzal, then it will protect you even if you're not a kohen. Now the Rambam is backtracking. He just said the mizbeach only protects the kohen b'shas avodah. It only protects if you're on top of the mizbeach. Now he's saying, if the melech is about to kill you, then the Mizbeach will protect you even if you're not a Kohen. So it sounds like now he's not passing like Abaye. Now he's saying, Yoav was about to be killed by the Melech, so the Mizbeach should protect him. Vein lochno samel Mizbeach lamos li'olam, and we're never going to take him off of the Mizbeach. He could stay there as long as he wants. Elim kein eschayv misas bezin be'idus kumur v'asrak shar kol arugi bezin tamid. Unless it's a real trial that he needs. So we're going to have to try to figure out is where the Rambam gets this chiluk from. The Rambam talks about two different situations where you might run to the mizbeach because your life is threatened. One is you killed someone b'shogeg and you're afraid the relatives are going to come after you. Another case is you know that the melech is after you because you deserve to be killed by the melech for some reason. And the Rambam distinguishes between the protective power of the mizbeach in those two cases. Where does he get that from? So we're going to have to take a look at the Kesef Mishnah, the Mishnah Lamelech, all the Nosei Kelim, the Aruch Lenar over here, all the Nosei Kelim and the Rambam, to figure out a little bit about this protective power of the Mizbeach. Okay, stop there for today.